Welcome to Radiance by Design, and that music is music by Randy Masters. It's called the Pan American Suite. Randy was my guest last week on Paradigm Shifters. He was the first of my new show at 5 o'clock. And this week at 5 o'clock, not right now, my name is Veronica Entwistle. For those of you who don't recognize my voice, we're listening to Radiance by Design. And I'm starting off by telling you about my next show, which is at 5 o'clock, and we're interviewing Dudley and Dean Evanson of Soundings of the Planet. Now, Randy last week is into sound healing, and Soundings of the Planet people are very much into sound healing, and I'm really excited about the work they're doing with PTSD and wounded war vets and a whole bunch of other things, consciousness and music around the world. They've made over 50 CDs in the last 30, 40 years. We have lots to learn about sound healing. So I decided that something fun for us who are listening to Radiance by Design, I want you to be calling in, and we're going to do our structures, but today we're going to use sound references to everything we talk about, meaning if you call in, and I'm assuming a couple of you are going to call in regularly, and I'd love you new people to call in, we want to look at your body, which we always do, your body-mind, and check out where you have dense frequencies because of old reactions, old beliefs. They might have come from your history, they might have come from childhood, they might have come from your cellular experience throughout the galaxies. It doesn't matter. But all of you are trying to become more and more conscious, driving your life with conscious creation and so on. And some of you are just really excited about all you're accomplishing, and some of you are simply working hard at it and getting there. I know you're getting there. So what I'd like to do is unhook some of our densities using sounds. Now, you know that I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I'm not necessarily what I call the sound healer, but I've sure used sound through the years, and I've never studied it professionally like some people I know, but I do know that it has an amazing impact. So I thought we would open today with some sounds, and I'd like us to sound out our chakras. The chakras are energy centers that run aspects of your well-being, of your whole self. And to use sound to go in there and actually evoke them or get them active is a really powerful way to generate radiance in your life. And we used to do it all the time when I was in the Company of Angels and KNRY, and I even have it on my CD. And it's fun. I'm grinning because it's a lot of fun. It'll make your body tingle and make the various parts of your body tingle. And I drummed up a little bit of information today. Each of the chakras has a special note and a special relationship to certain parts of the body and what, you know, what might be wrong. So I thought I'd list those off at the beginning, and then we'll go off and generate amazing health in our own body mind using our intention and our focus, color and sound. Now, at the base of your spine, the color is red, and you all know that, I'm sure. And the note apparently is C. Now, I'm not Ms. Perfect Pitch, and I might need a capo on my throat, who knows, but I'm just going to aim at a sound. And, of course, it'll be a lower C. And then the glands that it works on are the adrenal glands, and that in turn governs organs such as the kidneys, bladder, and spine. So you see, if you start working on vibrating your chakras, you're actually vibrating those parts of your body and healing them. And you'll know what I mean by healing them, because try it out, see what happens. The second chakra, the orange chakra, is the note of D, and it apparently runs your gonads, governs the reproductive system, and our legs, the ovaries, and the prostate. The solar plexus, your stomach, it's yellow like the sun, solar, and its note is E, and it governs the pancreas and organs such as the spleen, stomach, liver, and gallbladder. Then you have your heart, which is an F, and it's green or rose pink. You know what's funny about that? I remember seeing a woman one day who was a really kind woman who believed in service above all. And every time I looked at her, her heart chakra turned into this stunning pink color. Whoa, I want that. Anyway, it's an F, and that governs the thymus, the heart, lower lungs, and the blood. And then in the throat chakra, it's aqua blue, which is a turquoisey blue. The node is green, and it governs the thyroid, parathyroid, throat, upper lungs, and arms. And, of course, I always say it synthesizes your wisdom out of everything you've ever done. And the brow or the third eye is violet or indigo. The node is A, and it runs the pineal, pituitary, lower brain, left eye, and nose. And then the crown, the amethyst, the violet or white with gold. And the node is B, and it runs the pituitary. Well, I guess both those chakras run the pituitary, the pineal gland, and governs the upper brain and the right eye. You notice those last two really work with the brain. So I imagine it's really hard to say which one does what. So let's take a few deep breaths, and I hope your voice is in tune today. It doesn't, you know what? I shouldn't have said that, because in actuality, what we're doing is carrying a resonance and focusing it into parts of our body and parts of our energy system. Don't worry about whether you're on or off key or whether you're bang onto the note that this provides for us. Maybe you've got a piano there and you can check it out, but I'm not going to worry about it today. So let's take a deep breath, and we're just going to make a couple of sounds, two sounds, into each chakra. And what I like you to do is make the sound until you run out of breath, and then make the second sound until you run out of breath, because those deep breaths are great energy exchange, gets everything going. And you know what? Animals love this. Well, I've never heard any animals do the chakras, but if you point your chakra sounds at your animals, they just love it. All right, here we go. Really low. Feel it at the base of your spine resonating. Then the second chakra is orange, but it's deep breath. Now the solar plexus, so you feel it circling round and round in your solar plexus. Chest, the sound of inspiration, which is ah, so going higher, ah, ah, kind of, at times it sort of struggles in there. And you keep pushing with your voice gently and resonating it open. Now you move to your throat and the sound is... Now you move to the third eye and you make the sound. And the top of your head is E. It's your violet crown chakra. Smile and just feel it opening and letting in the voice of your angels, your guides, your higher self consciousness. Now draw that violet light round and round and round your body. Feel it move round and round and round your body. I want to finish with another thing, which is, let's call in the golden light from the universe, from the great central sun. And let's just call it in and feel it come down and drop into the top of your head. And absolutely lighten you up and run right through your body, right down through your feet, and into the core of the earth. And it's fun, it pops back up through your feet, shoots right up through your body, up through your head. Now you're hanging from a golden, beautiful, thick golden thread or ribbon from the great central sun. Excellent. So welcome to Radiance by Design. Today we're talking about you as a resonant being. You know, we always talk about how we radiate. We're vibrational vehicles of light. And as such, we go into the world and we radiate our old thoughts and feelings and reactions and so on. And we're learning so much about creating our reality. But a lot of our reality is created by or magnetized by stuff we radiate that we're not even aware of. And that's why we're doing sounding today, both to play, since we're having some wonderful guests in Paradigm Shifters talking about sounds and healing and so on. And we want to learn what it feels like to absolutely shift those deeper, darker resonances that keep creating patterns in what we magnetize in life. So it should be fun. And I'm going to have you call in. I want to talk to you about your life, about what you're working on, what you idealize working on. And the numbers are 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in Canada, call in, you guys in Canada, my old home country, 888-815-9756. And then our direct line here, which I guess goes for all kinds of people. Maybe you over there in Spain or wherever else you're staying up late to hear us, because I know it's the middle of the night over there. 530-876-3222. Oh, goody, we got a caller already. Just hold on a minute. I just want to say welcome to the show. Where are you? Let us know where you are. Call in and let's talk. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's not afternoon for you, is it?
No, and I'm from Indiana.
Right on. Well, isn't it 2 hours later there than the West Coast?
It's a little past 7 o'clock here.
Okay, so 3 hours later.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Excellent. So did you do the sounding with us?
I sure did.
Good.
It feels very nice.
Good. How does it feel?
It feels just a nice warmness, a nice gentle tingling warmness.
It's an excellent meditation, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I you know, you spoke of in the past about about the voice and how singing and how, but the sounding really does open that up.
It does, doesn't it? Now, what
really
are you?
It helps the voice box, you know, like toning.
And have you got a nice voice? I think you must do, huh?
Well, people say I have a very calm and charming voice.
Good.
And I guess that's a good, that's a plus.
I was looking up a few things on sound healing, and it said that whatever the medium is that carries the resonance is very effective. And for humans, what carries the resonance is air. And it
yes.
can be extremely simple and have a humongous healing effect. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I was going to say, Veronica, the guest that you had on last week and everything, that's just wonderful. And I think when they're dealing with sound, I think that's so important with the frequency of the body and how it resonates and how, you know, I truly believe in the future we're going to see just a wave after wave of new inventions and of how to use sound and light for healing the body.
I believe that.
And
so.
We're doing that now, but it's just going to be on a grander scale.
Some of us who remember some of our times in Atlantis experienced that, having been involved in that in the past.
Yes.
Do you get that sense that you were involved in it?
Yeah, it seems that way. It seems that way. I've had some dreams of visions of that in the past, of working with light and sound and taking, I guess you call it the initiation test.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really see you that way, Brian. I see that you've had terrific involvements. And we talked about, I think it was the Pleiades and Andromeda?
Yes, Andromeda and the Pleiades and Sirius.
In the Pleiadian one, the way they're showing it today is the Pleiadian one, you look like you were very involved in the technology of sound. You were in the medical profession, whatever that means there somehow.
Wow.
And you look like you were very much involved in the technology of it. So I don't know. Doesn't look like you were making pipe organs. Look like you're actually working with people and helping them and understanding all the fine details and ramifications. If that's so, I'm always fascinated by this, but if it's so, and if it's realistic, not just a metaphor or something, but if it's realistic, you probably are going to download a terrific amount of knowing in a very easy time, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was speaking about, those past couple visions or shows I talked about, Mike. These vortexes are opening up, these portal dreams, and I just stand in the middle and this blue beam or this white light, but it looks bluish around the sides, comes down. I'm out in my yard, and it just comes down and, like, downloads or uploads this information into me. In my dream state.
Excellent, excellent. And those vortexes are how you get from one dimension to the other. I don't really know how to work them yet, but I have heard enough lately to know that that's... where was I hearing it that... I can't remember, but I was hearing about actual ships, and that's how they move. Somebody was talking, I suppose, on the radio about how calling in those vortices is the way... for the ship to actually shift places. Now, I don't know that that's true. I just heard that the other day.
Right. I had a question for you.
Please.
My question was...
Yeah, I'm not up for calling in spaceships today.
No, not at all. But my question, I find this fascinating. I've always wondered this, but the aura field and the way each person has their own aura field and the color and the vibration, but is there also a... You know, we have souls. Is the soul color of our souls, is that different than our auric field?
Yes, it is. The guides are showing immediately. Well, I think we know this anyway, but they're showing how we each have a special resonance, which is very like our fingerprints. It's our resonant print.
Yeah.
And the auric field is very often interactive with our life or maybe our lives. So I don't think the delineation is really simple, but it's as if, you know, to get to the reality of our soul print is pretty difficult in various dimensions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
in each dimension or in each lifetime, we take on a lot of reactive energy and a lot of thoughts and feelings, right?
Would it be kind of like the aura field, the outside of the body, associates with the interaction on a daily basis with the outside environment, and the soul deals with the inside?
I would say that that's true, and I'd also say that in lifetimes,
yes,
like you can read in the auric field a certain amount of, for example, the energy of wisdom from lifetimes, but I believe you can also read certain kind of layers according to lifetime. So you see, it's kind of like a mosaic, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
But the other thing is that, just to be playful here, you can move the sound through your body, or even just through thoughts and intention, and you can have your aura doing quite a jig, you know? But that's more the probably the superficial stuff. But even as I say it, I go, well, you know, well, it's not really superficial. It's your current activity in life.
Right.
But I betcha, I'm pretty aware as I'm talking to you and seeing this, that actually your soul print is interactive with that as well. Because who you are will always be unique. You're the only one in the universe that's you. And so even how you interact with life until we get really caught up in the social consciousness is still representative of your soul print.
Is the soul color, is my soul color then a little different in color than it is my aura field?
Yes, I would say. Isn't that interesting? Actually, if you look at these books are fairly simplistically written in a way. Now, I don't mean that as a putting it down.
Right.
But the books by Michael Newton talk a lot about the color. The colors of our soul are very much indicative of the nature of our souls. For example, if you're a grand teacher, it shows in your soul print.
Yeah.
And they'll break it down for you. I believe it's destiny, journey of souls and destiny of souls. I believe destiny is where it really gets into that.
Yes, I'll have to check that out.
I think you'd really enjoy them. I recommend it to anybody who's concerned with it.
Well, thank you so much, Veronica. That was the question I had, was just the difference between the soul and the color. It had a different color than the aura field.
All right, and you know what? I want to recommend that you sing to your son for his colors.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so, and for people at home who are listening, children are so responsive to this.
Yes.
To give them the habit of hearing these kinds of sounds, because as they get a little older, they'll be cynical about it, you know?
You know, that's kind of funny, because when he looks at me sometimes, I watch his eye movement, and it looks like he's looking above or around my head.
Yes.
Not just at my eyes. It mostly he's watching a light or something dance around, or a vibration around. You know what I mean? It's kind of funny. Like,
and
the
does he laugh?
Around me. Yeah.
And he's 2?
Yeah, he's only turned 2.
Well, I feel like he's really receptive. But remember this, that the shadow closes in on children because of social programming.
Yes, I understand that.
So you want to kind of...
I mean, he's going to have to face the world. You know, that's just something that has to be. But the way, you know, I can approach it is just teach him. That's just, you know, there's two ways. I guess there's many perceptions in how to look at life.
Just encourage him to acknowledge his perceptions and don't shut it down.
I never will. I'm always encouraging.
Good. Well, have fun with him. He's a very fun friend.
Well, you have a wonderful night, Veronica.
You too. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you.
That was a fun call. I hope that you'll all call in today. I expect to have 17 callers. What do you think? Is that too big an intention? Well, let's have a bunch of callers anyway and talk about your soul print. I'd like to do... let's see. I'm going to give you the numbers again. 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. 888-815-9756 from Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And today we're talking about color and sound. Actually, I don't know why I said color first, because I always see sounds in color. All sounds are in color for me. And if you want to become more of an intuitive, apparently developing that rapport, which is called synesthesia, is a really great way to become a stronger intuitive. And when we're doing the sounds, what we're doing is moving the radiance of your body. We're making space for you to have a higher and higher frequency, and you should be able to work your intentions more clearly and your creations more clearly. So we have a caller. Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. You're on the air.
Good night. How are you? This is Lourdes from Malaga.
Oh, welcome. How are you, darling?
Good, good, good.
You have to repeat your name because I think of it as Laris. It's Luris.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you?
But anyway, I wanted to, something happened very neat while you were singing the chakras. I did it along with you, and I was thinking of you as the color yellow and pink.
Oh, wonderful.
Together, and then they separated, and then when they separated, you were being able to look at your sadness. You were very happy. You feel very happy today anyway.
I am, thank you.
But then you were looking, then you were being able to watch your sadness as a separate thing, and so you chose to be happy. And while I was looking at that, you were teaching me how to do that outside the words. Wasn't that wonderful?
That is very fun. It's wonderful.
Yes. So I guess, well, I imagine that connection, and I feel it as the truth, so.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Yes. So you see me as yellow and pink still?
Yes, yellow and pink, and then finally the two colors separated, but at the beginning, the pink was kind of being darker and darker towards fuchsia, and then came back and joined with the yellow, and then they separated. And there is when I thought of the metaphor of you being able to watch your sadness detach from it.
Excellent. Isn't that interesting? But that, you know, what you're expressing is how we change inside with our thoughts and feelings and our sound. It's wonderful. And that also, I think,
yes,
is closer to my deeper print, you know, than my aura. Do you see auras at all, Laura?
No.
Okay. Did you hear me mention the... Well, in any case, we were talking about Michael Newton's books, Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls, and he talks about the color of souls. And I know I have a terrific amount of yellow in me, but also that pink is quite good. A soul, let me see, if I look at you, you have a lot of yellow and you have a terrific amount of green in you. Do you feel that?
You're talking about me?
Yes.
No, I don't see anything, no.
You don't, do you never see colors for yourself?
No, not on me, no.
Well, it's funny because as you're talking, I'm seeing two things. One is, first of all, you must have been worrying a lot lately. Are you worrying?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Did you make the sounds for yourself?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Did you make the chakra sounds for yourself?
No.
I would continue doing that because what I see with Loris is that, I don't know how to pronounce your name, but anyway, I see this wonderful greenish-yellow light in there. It's very beautiful. But around the edge, because we were just talking with Brian about how we have our more mundane aura colors and we have deeper colors and we have the soul journey and so on. And I just see the colors of kind of worrying and a little frustration around you on the daily kind of basis. And I'm smiling and going, well, let's make some sounds. Have you tried to do that into this kind of anxiety? So, for example, if we brought up anxiety or worry and then we started to sound into it, and it could be really simple. It could just be like, om. Keep running the sound in it and running the sound in it and running the sound in it and feel, because I could feel that runs in through the top of your head, through the frontal lobe, and runs right up over the top of your head. You could keep making that sound until your worry was released. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
And I would want you to do that because your worry is having a lot to do with moving into a new state of being or moving toward a new way, a new project, and feeling a little bit trapped. Is that right? You feel a little bit stymied?
Yes.
So the guides are saying this, that to continue to make the sound will actually open the fields and give you the resources that maybe are not available. When we worry, we block the resources with the energy of repeated energy patterns. And as you sound into it, they part. You part the Red Sea. And you open your mind to possibility. And they're telling you to do that. We're also doing it right now with intention because I can see it parting a little across your brain. Do you have a question today?
Just so you can tell me what what you see that you just kind of said. I feel worry, and also I'm having pains in some of my joints, two or three of my joints in my arms. And
I can't quite hear you, so if you could repeat that last part.
That I have pain in my joints. Yes, and I have no inspiration at all for anything, although I have faith. In other words, I'm not desperate, but I lack inspiration. And, you know, like I don't really like to do anything.
Mm-hmm. You're just stuck, aren't you? Do you know what the pain in the, what does the pain in the joints represent to you? Because to me, I look, and when I sit with you and look at it, I feel pent up and kind of angry, or kind of frustrated angry, and feeling kind of isolated and like no one really helps. That feeling?
Yes.
And it's kind of lonely, but I do know that you have a lot of strength and power.
Right, and so I feel it, but I do know I'm being foolish because I don't really, consciously, I do not expect anything from anyone. In other words, I know that it's a healthy feeling, so I'm not, so, you know, it's like a dichotomy right there.
What's really interesting about that is that, you know, we forget that we have wonderful guides and angels, right? And that you're not really alone. But when we hunker down, when we tighten ourselves because we're alone and we have to do everything alone, it's sort of acidified. So there's this, like, blanket of acid energy in your body, all right? And you can change that. And we talked about what colors you saw in me. But the guides are showing that if you could sound or even breathe deeply and send colors through your body, you can shift into a very amazing green and pink vibration. Remember, colors are simply vibration. Sound is vibration. So the way we shift our resonance is very often by seeing or experiencing or breathing or sounding color and feeling into various parts of our body. And they're saying you're going to move into a time where you're going to be quite the teacher. And a lot of it is trusting spirit, trusting your guides, and recreating some of those vibrations so that you have a bright greenish tone that goes through your body and then this amazing fuchsia color that's actually more like a hot pink that hits your shoulders and so on. And I'll tell you something, you have quite a magical self, and you can call in those higher fields and higher frequencies. And I really believe that you can do that. And to call it in is to ask your guides and angels to say, wash this light through me. Call in these amazing colors. We started off doing sound, but also calling in light is a great way to shift frequency and resonance. And I feel like you're feeling frustrated and trapped, but A, but B, you're not really trapped. So calling in your guides is really going to be a way to expand yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you eat a lot of vegetables?
Yes, I do.
I'm always telling everybody what to eat, but I just feel like you need to have more greens or more like raw greens and so on. And the guides are saying, and carrots too.
And it's funny because lately I'm not really feeling good eating meat. And I don't believe in anything that what is wrong or bad, and I don't care. But actually, I don't feel good eating meat.
Eating what?
Meat.
Yeah, and that meat right now is very, very acidic for you. You can't do acid stuff right now, anything that produces acid. So you want to alkalize your entire system. And so I'm saying tons of greens, and lots of green light, and lots of breathing, and making sounds, and talking to your guides, because you've been stuck, and stuck is kind of a putrefying or a you know, things go bad when they're sitting in the same spot for a long time. I'm going to have to move on because we're taking a long time here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But many blessings to you, Loris.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Well, that's that was a really multi-aspected call, and it's interesting because I'm talking about light, because light is also just as important as sound. And she was getting in touch with the colors that were in me at the time. And the way she expressed it, I know part of it was soul color. And that's what we want to get to in our life, isn't it? We want to get to being able to tap into that amazing resonance, which is our soul journey. You can all do that. But also, where we restrain, this is the other thing about her call that's interesting, is where we restrain ourselves, everything gets kind of crazy. That's where we have lots of aches and pains and so on. And that's where we bring up breathing techniques and sounding techniques and so on. There is a wonderful, I have so many little tidbits to talk about today, and if you want to call in, please do, and we're going to do the structure in a moment. But one thing about a mantra is a word, and some of you have been, I was going to say inducted, some of you have been initiated by the Maharishi people. Thanks for your call. Just hang on 1 minute. I just have an idea here I want to complete. The Maharishi sent out many, many people that initiated a lot of us way back when, and we had mantras that were really secret, and nobody was allowed to say their mantra. But in any case, if you used your mantra over and over and over again without really knowing what it meant, and I was reading about this just a while ago, the mantra, which is a sound, very often starts to illuminate its meaning within us. And because it's a very sacred sound, like Aum, because it's deeply, deeply sacred, it has the influence of many, many people using it through the centuries to create higher consciousness. Means you can tap into it as a tool for becoming more and more conscious, and you can also use your mantras to get more and more in touch with who you really are and what they mean. Anyway, we have a caller, and I'm delighted. Good afternoon, good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Lonnie. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Good.
I just wanted to bounce off that last caller, too. I just, the use of sound and color kind of appeals to me, and I was wondering if maybe I might be able to do that as well to help with manifesting and creating what I want.
Well, I believe you've got a lot. Well, okay. The question is, can we work, do you mean today on the air, can we work with you to find out what kind of sound and color will work for you?
Yeah, well, that's kind of coupled with the, you know, I do that. Well, yeah, I think that is good. You know, I do a fair amount of programming, and I'm not sure it's terribly successful, and so I don't know if I'm doing everything the way I should be doing. I use your golden balls of light and, you know, the tetrahedron and all that business. And, you know, there's a lot of aspects to it, you know, like how much time should I spend at it. And
love those. Do you love them?
I'm sorry?
Do you love them?
Do I love them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
You know what, Ted? Here's something kind of fun. Is that when I look at you, I want you to get delighted about something. For example, when you're using the structures, you don't have to follow real rules. I have a dear friend, and the guide said to her point blank, you'll find the structures will change a little bit according to what you enjoy. But when I do them, and I do them probably twice a day, a lot of times only once, but sometimes twice a day, and they're really fun. You know, make them fun. Let them spin and whirl and start bringing up. Because when I look at your body today, I go, you sometimes hold yourself really tight trying to do things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it's the holding yourself tight you want to start focusing on, because that can be released. Because you're already conscious.
Uh-huh.
And a really nice resonance. You have a lovely resonance. You have a conflict with that which you hold tight.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I said to you. Is it fun for you to do the structures? Because if you had more fun with what you're trying to do, your reality would be created in a much more fun fashion. You're a man of many talents. You know that.
No, I don't, but...
Well, no, I can see you working with light and sound and consciousness and people. And there's something about your heart and soul where I go, but you'll be very humble about it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the great hero leader who's on national television. You don't have to be that. You just need to be someone who's presenting so much that you know and so much empathy that you have for other people. And the guides are saying the greatest drawback for you is a way you hold yourself in a tense way. And the reason for that is because then you don't trust the magic that you're capable of creating. Does that make sense?
Okay. So to counteract that, then it would be good for me to just say, hey, I'm trusting in this moment. And
yeah, and also to sound into it. So if you were to say, I don't know what chants you like, but I'm just suddenly I hit Om Namah, Bhagavate, Vasudevaya. Do you know any of those?
I do the vowels a lot. That was sort of toning, but I could try chanting too.
Well, the vowels are wonderful, so just do the vowels. But if you can do them until you just exhaust your tension, just keep doing the vowels and A, you mean that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you keep doing it into your, Laura was talking about her shoulders, and I could see that they were all kind of inflamed. You can keep doing that into any parts of your body that talk whilst you're toning, and you'll find that they'll start to disperse.
Okay.
Even while I talk about it, because I'm an empath, you know that.
Sure.
Even while I talk about it, my legs are shooting all this kind of energy that starts to come when you release the tensions in your body. Use the sounds to go and clarify your body. Remember something also, that the bones are the funniest things. They record a lot of history, and they also send, the sounds will move differently through your fluids in your body and your bones. But the bones are interesting to me because, well, all of the body is, but the bones kind of radiate the sounds. The sounds move through the bones, and it gets to be really fun. So when
so
you're making
you
the sound,
the bones then? Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
So should I imagine then the bones, the sound going through the bones? Should I use that kind of imagery then?
Exactly. It's not just imagery, darling. It's actually feeling.
Okay.
So, you know, and just like do your vowels. That's great. Or even just Om, people at home. Just be really simplistic. My teaching is playful, as today anyway. It's like you can play with this stuff, and I can feel it in my bones, and when I do, I chuckle. Because the bones, you know, you think about people bonking bones with sticks in primitive music bands or whatever. We've got our bones, and they really resonate sound.
Okay.
And I just feel like I want to tease you and laugh with you and say, come on, Ted, let's make this really playful.
Yeah.
The rightest way to do it is to get out of your way and let yourself have fun with it.
Yeah.
You got big changes coming up, incidentally, and it looks pretty good.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not a predictor, but as we talk, I watch your fields shift and get lighter, and you're much more ready to accept that, and then, boom, things start to expand for you. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I would like that. So you would do some of the sounding before I do, say, in programming?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would, yeah. I mean, we should probably do it all the time, like just before dinner, before we get up, and when we first get up in the morning or something. It just lights up the body. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what we want to do. That's what we talk about, creating our conscious radiance or resonance.
Okay. Good.
Thanks for your call, Ted.
All right, sure. I loved it.
Many blessings.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie. Bye-bye.
Bye. So let's do a structure. I'd love it if any more people call in. We've had great callers today with lots of information. And you have to realize, and I have to realize, that we're resonant beings. And remember, what carries the resonance can be air. How wonderful that the parts of the body that you're complaining about are areas in which we've trapped certain kinds of denser frequencies, and you can move those with sound. Now let's go into the structures. We're going to be talking to some real sound healers in about 15 minutes, Soundings of the Planet, Dean and Dudley Evanson, and we're going to hear how they work with people all over the world in a healing, peace through, what is it, peace through music, healing through sound, and they partner with wounded troops in order to create a release from post-trauma stress or incredible mind and body emotional wounding that these guys have experienced. And they're using music to help. And I have some clients and friends who are also using equine therapy in those kinds of cases as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool is for us to start learning that when we enjoy and when we move sound and when we use our breath and color, amazing things can happen. It's called being conscious. Now, the guides have taught, oh, and I should probably do this, the vowels, right? One interruption before we do the structures. Ted was talking about the vowels. And when I had a radio show on KNRY in Santa Cruz, Monterey, and in that show, which was called In the Company of Angels, I always did some sounding every day. And one of the sounding systems that I picked up was Greg Braden and Jonathan Goldman. Jonathan Goldman's work with the chakra chants is just amazing. If you want to really give yourself, if you haven't got that LP or CD, which I know was an award-winning CD, he's amazing how he takes chanting, toning, sounding, and I think it's only percussion, and they go through all the chakras. This is a very stunning and very empowering CD. Anyway, he and Greg Braden of Greg Braden is very famous about taking us to the reality of what's going on the planet and with the universe and how the universe and the planet are intersecting, so on. Thank you for your call. I'll just finish my thought and I'll get your call.
Hello?
If you just wait a minute. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Veronica?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm turning my radio down.
Can you just hold on a minute while I finish
my... Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. That's wonderful. We have a caller. But in any case, I wanted to say that Greg Braden and Jonathan Goldman put out the Sounds of God, the divine name, the Sounds of God. And in the Jewish history, you couldn't say the name of God out loud. It was not allowed, but you could use the vowels. So they started using, they studied that the name of God...
Hello?
Hello? Can you wait till I'm just finished for a moment and then I'll get with you?
All righty.
Thank you.
I don't know why this... Okay.
just wait a moment, okay?
Okay, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm listening to you, and I guess I'm... Okay, I'll just hold on.
Just relax for a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, what they're doing is they're making the sounds on this CD, they're making the sounds of God, and they say that in every cell in our body, we have the energy of the sounds of God, and it comes out in the vowel sounds. So this is a chant that they do. This is a wonderful, wonderful CD if you want to kind of go off into la-la land and trigger some reactions in your body-mind with the CD. And the sounds that they use are... And quite often we would do those over and over and over again, and I really recommend it. I'll do it one more time. What they say here is the descending and ascending series of harmonics created by the divine name can balance your chakras, going from the crown to the root and back again. And these relate to the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life. And I haven't studied that, so I'm not really going to go into all that. However, if you say it over and over and sing it over and over again, you won't believe how your body resonates. Now we're going to go to the caller, and I do recommend you studying the divine name Sounds of God by this by Greg Braden and Jonathan Goldman. Practice using those tones in your day. So good afternoon. You're on the air. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no problem. Hi, Veronica. No, what had happened, I'm listening to the radio, to my speakers, and then listening to you through the cell phone, and I'm getting a delay, and I'm trying to take notes, and I didn't know if you were talking to me or what. Everything just got sort of discombobulated. But the reason I'm calling is because, I think I spoke with you before. And
what's your first name?
Ann. First name is Sheila.
Oh, hi, Sheila. Welcome. Mm-hmm. What's your question, though?
Okay. First of all, I want to know, am I going in the right direction? I want to get into some type of sound therapy. Doing it as a profession.
Yes. What direction are you taking? I see someone who's really going to give you some great counsel. Looks like it's a man, a youngish man. Are you taking a course?
No, I'm planning on taking a vocal profiling.
Oh, good. Is that the machine that tells you what's missing in your voice?
Right. And I've always, as a child, I'm not going to go into all of that, but I have been very, very involved with it. It always interests me about sound and vibration.
I think it's going to be wonderful. You are going in the right channel, except that there's somebody who's got some, listen to advice that comes to you over the next little while, okay? Because there's someone who's got another aspect of it that's going to help you a great deal.
Okay.
You have it in you. It's going to teach you, you know, the best jobs are the jobs that teach us about ourselves so we can unfold every day as we help people. And that apparently is going to be the greatest gift in this job for you.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful way for you to go.
Now, this person, you say it's a young male?
It looks like there's a young man talking to you.
Okay, could you give me, someone elaborate on what I should be looking for?
No, don't look for it. It'll just happen.
But oh, it just happened.
When somebody reaches out and starts telling you something, listen.
All right.
Just because you have some great advice coming to you from several different sources, and you're going to wake up. I know part of you is already awake, but we're all in the process of awakening.
Yes.
You're going to wake up radically over the next 6 months to 2 years in a way that will just blow your socks off. And sound healing is a terrific place for you to go. It's just excellent. It's only going to start the process, so I don't know what else you're going to do, but more than that.
Okay, I feel that this will, in a sense, set me free to do what I'm supposed to do while I'm here.
You bet. I really am excited. And I tend to want you to sing. Open your throat and sing each day because you control and hold back at the throat level. And
yes.
It's a reflection of old pain in the heart. And I'm saying to you, or the guides are saying, that you will find that you open to more and more of the learning by singing. They always recommend singing, 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 singing.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be singing to myself.
Exactly, and you don't have to be, I think you sing on key just fine, but some people don't, but it doesn't matter about being on key because it hooks the right and left sides of the brain. And for you, I just see that you're kind of trapped in the throat and the heart, and when you sing, you'll start opening. So,
oh, thank you, thank you.
Sing with intention, sing with your spirit self saying, just say, I want to sing this through, okay?
Yes.
All right.
And you're so right. I'm not going to hold you, but you're so right because it's like my voice is like stuck.
You know what they say? If you do an ancient chant, I'm not saying you have to do that.
Yes.
But if you can't really sing it, but you still do it and you sing on the key that they want, even though you can't reach, after a while you'll be able to open to the whole thing.
Yeah, I had started doing mantras, and then for some reason I stopped.
Well, we always do that, but that doesn't mean you can't start again.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much for your call, Anne, and best to you. I hope we'll hear how excited you are and how much you're learning pretty soon.
Oh, I will, and I will continue to listen to you.
Thank you.
And you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you for just being.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was a wonderful call, and I have to remind you that singing opens the right and the left side of your brain and really helps you to connect, and singing is a terrific way to meditate and to move frequencies through your body, and that's so important. Sing your name, sing from your heart, sing anything you want. Yodel, heavens. If you sing your own name, it's an old Sufi tradition, whatever tune you choose, just keep singing your name. It'll shake up those resonances that hold back inside your body. If you sing the name of your pets and your babies and so on, they will just wiggle and respond to you and open up, because then they're known. Now, we have to sign off here on Radiance by Design. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week, and thank you so much for the wonderful calls. We didn't do our structures today, but do them at home. And I'd love it if you'd email me feedback, choices you'd like to make, things you're learning, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. There's no H in Entwistle. Veronica at veronicaentwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E. I thank you for those of you who do email me. I enjoy it so much. I love to hear what's going on and what your opinions are. Now we're going to move into my next show, which is called Paradigm Shifters. Last week we had Randy Masters on, but this week we're going to have, and that was a wonderful show, many people told me that. This week it's Dudley and Dean Evanson of Soundings of the Planet, and they've been creating conscious music, music for peace, healing through music since, I think, 1979, I think, or 78 or something, and they're going to be calling in and joining us on Paradigm Shifters, because they're part of a grand move to change the paradigm of music and make it a healing force for all of us. Music's always been healing, but this is conscious use of music for healing. So stay tuned. We'll be on in about 4 minutes. Much love to you all. Thank you for listening.